T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Hey, Jesse, who are we ghost hunting for today?
So I'm, I don't know if I call myself like a serial dater, but it seems like it lately. I use like all the different apps, you know, like Tinder and Bumble and all that stuff. And it's been pretty good for me. I've met some girls. Nothing really panned out so far. But just recently, I went out with this girl on Bumble. Her name is Monica. Super hot. Really cool girl. Honestly, it was like going super well. Like, I was like, this one is actually going good. You know, I had like heart to my eyes. I was like really excited. I thought maybe I, you know, finally met somebody.
You had hearts in your eyes. You turned into an emoji.
Yeah.
You're that emoji.
I just was like super into her. It seemed like she liked me. I liked her. You know, we were attracted to each other, you know, right off the bat, you know, and we had good conversation before the date. And halfway through the meal, she like got the friend call, and she came up with this crazy excuse that her sister was home alone and was going into labor, and her sister wasn't due for another month, so she had to rush. You know, it was like this big, huge, like crazy lie that came out of nowhere, and she just took off on me and left me at the restaurant, you know, because her sister was literally going into labor.
How could you tell it was a lie?
I mean, it was just like so out there, you know, and she just like answered from the movies. It was like, hello, you know, she answered her phone, just hello. And then, you know, oh my gosh. And like, she like went up, you know, stood up, said really fast to me that her sister was going to labor, and she was gone, you know? So I kind of like texted her after, and, you know, I was like, hey, you know, how's your sister? How's the baby? You know, trying to like play it off. She never responded to me. She never said like the baby's great or I lied, I'm sorry. And she just like was poof, gone. I'm honestly just like super bummed about it because I just don't know what I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Now it just got kind of sad. Jen, let me ask you a question before we go further with Jesse. Is the friend call really a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Every time on a first date?
Not every time on a first date, but if you're unsure about how that date's going to go, or you're a 50-50. I might need an out, or this might be good. And if you call me and I don't answer, or I don't call you back, things are going good. But call me anyway to give me the out. Give me the save.
Is the girl on the other end or the person on the other end asking you how it's going so that, like, if you're in front of the person, or do they truly call you with an emergency that you can respond to? Does that make sense?
Yeah, do they play the charade you?
Do they play the part even though he can't hear?
I'm guessing some friends could. My friends never did. It was just always like, hey, is it going good? Is it going bad? You know, call me back if you need me to help. I'll show up, you know, or I'll keep calling you, or I'll keep texting you, or whatever. So I would have to do the charade on my end, but they weren't doing it on their end.
So the phone call. So a friend phone call would go like, I'm going to be the girl on the date and you be the friend.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, my God, really?
Okay, so you definitely need help. You want to get out of there?
I need to, yeah. I just blew it, didn't I? I just blew it in front of the guy.
It's hard to play the charade, but when you're in the moment, you can do it.
Got it, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I suck. So don't go on a date with me, Jesse, because you'll be able to see right through me.
I think Jesse's on it. I think that, you know, the friend call is a real thing. I'm just wondering, did Monica think she was being a really great actress and being really terrible?
It was just so out there, you know. It was like, instead of saying like, oh, my roommate, you know, is in a bad situation, I need to go help her, it was like, my sister is pregnant, she's having her baby a month premature, and she's alone in her apartment. Unbelievable.
If the baby's coming out, she knows you're not going with her. Like, if she were locked out of her apartment, you could be like, oh, okay, well, I'll go with you and help. Yeah.
Have you been left like this mid-date before, or is this the first mid-date departure you've had?
No, I mean, it's happened before. I mean, these Bumble dates, I don't know if you do the online dating, but, like, this ghost thing is crazy, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong that these girls keep ghosting me, and that's why, I guess, Monica, like, I really thought something was kind of cool about us, and those other ones, like, I could have, taken it or left, it wasn't a big deal, but Monica, like, for some reason, I was like, wait, we really are, like, clicking right now, and that's, I don't know, that's why I'm, like, it's embarrassing. Like, I don't know why I'm, like, I'm legitimately sad over it, but she was really cool, and I just want to know what happened.
Okay, Jesse, if you're ready for it, we actually found out why she ghosted you, and if you can hang on here about 3 minutes, we will play it back, and you'll hear straight from her what happened and why she's disappeared, okay?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
And now we return to the ghost hunt already in progress.
On the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Ghost hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show gets a little awkward, and I'm guessing that's what is about to happen today, because we are ghost hunting for Jesse and have tracked down Monica. Jesse told us yesterday that he and Monica met on Bumble, really hit it off, and had a great, on his end, first date.
Partial first date, great half of a first date.
Yeah, in the middle of dinner, she gets the friend call. It was actually from her sister, who she claimed was in labor.
A month early.
And then she bolts from the table, never texts him back, never hears from her again. And he's like, wait a minute, you didn't even finish the whole date? I got to find out what happened. So might get a little bit awkward, but we're going to find out from Monica. What was it about Jesse that made her do that?
All right, Jesse, are you ready to hear right from Monica's mouth what exactly happened?
Yes, I am.
All right. Sure, you're still up for it.
I know. Yeah, I'm questioning it, but yeah, I'd like to know.
We were in the middle of our date, and my sister started having contractions probably 3-4 weeks early, and her husband was out of town, and she called me, and so I had to leave. I had to go pick her up. I got to tell you, it was not a bad date. It wasn't. We were it was fine. It was good. It was fine. But he has completely turned me off since then because of his complete lack of trust in the fact that I'm telling him the truth. My sister called me. She was having contractions. I picked her up. I took her to the north side. I have a brand new adorable little niece named Samantha. She is cute, and I'm glad I was there for my sister and was able to, be there and share that with her. But I have to say that it went past the point of, like, really, come on, to a little weird in my... It's like he wanted me to text a picture of me with my pregnant sister. He completely flipped the script with this completely insecure, like, paranoid behavior.
So she was really telling the truth at your date, Jesse.
I don't know. I honestly don't think so.
Seriously?
Oh, no.
I mean, like, if you have a niece, you're excited. You send a picture. Like, I think she's hiding something, and I think she's afraid of conflict. And, it really bums me out because I literally thought I was, like, putting myself out there. But, no, there's no way.
Well, Jesse, she felt like things were going great. She told us she probably would have gone out with you again, but you were overly paranoid about her bailing on the dinner, and that insecurity is what made her not want to go out with you.
But like I said, she didn't answer the simple questions. I mean, if I say, oh, that's great, you had a baby, like, send me a picture, or your sister had a baby, like, my brother had a baby. I was sending pictures all over town. He told me I couldn't keep putting the pictures up on Facebook because I went so crazy. But so she's, like, afraid to share with me a picture of a baby.
But you're a virtual...
There's no baby.
You're a virtual stranger, and you came on a little bit strong. Like, she said she was intimidated by...
I mean, I get where she's coming from, but I honestly, guys, like, I asked her, one day I was a little bit, like, annoying about it, and I was like, send me a picture, and I kind of sent her, like, a text every half hour being like, I don't believe you, send me a picture, I don't believe you, send me a picture. But, like, I deserve the right to know why she left the date.
You send her a text every half hour? For how long?
I was neurotic over it. I still am, because I still think she's lying. you know, this is just not cool. It's not cool at all. I thought I was coming on here to, like, get some closure or something, and I just get another lie.
But it, what if it's not another lie? What if it's the truth?
Then send us a picture. Like, you got her number, text her. Tell her you'll send me the picture.
But that's crazy.
Prove it.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, but I called the hospital, and I called the hospital, and they couldn't release any information to me.
You've called the hospital.
Of course they can't.
You can't do that.
What did you ask for? Monica's sister?
All right, Jesse.
Thanks thanks for the help, but I don't think we really got much accomplished.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.